Hello, this is episode one of the Pantheon Podcast. This episode is brought to you by Cardboard. And in this episode, we talk about absolute rubbish.
Sadly, Zingo could not be here today, as
Actually, he could be here, he just didn't want to do it.
Did he actually say he didn't want to do it?
Yeah. He called me just before we're starting it. I go, I can't call now, and we're doing the podcast. He just hung up on me.
Well, I was playing a game of FIFA, and then yeah. I came back to see 50 million messages of you like, why, what's happening? Join
me, bitch. Is that where you were? You were playing FIFA.
It's not even a good game. No, this is the message. Me, 50 million messages. You sent me. I said, can you join? Tell me why you can't. Then he goes, I'm re TV HD weight flop FC she's V's are incorrectable
random letters, and then it kept correcting it to a different word, and it went wrong.
I don't think I was going to send 50 million messages there.
Oh, that's awkward.
God. You are listening to the Pantheon Podcast. Sham, I don't use Brown, you idiot, against the level 3 Pidgey.
Oh, you're playing. You dickhead. You actually dickhead. How long have you been playing it?
About half an hour. No, I don't know.
You're a bastard.
Charmander's level 13 now.
You wait till you go to sleep. Because I know you go to sleep at like 9 o'clock.
I'm going to sleep at 1.
This sounds really rapey, Tom. Yeah, you will wait till you go to sleep.
Yeah, you will.
And then see who's playing.
like Luke doesn't watch horror movies. Think you know that, don't you?
We were discussing this today, neither do I.
But like, did you tell him about Amnesia?
Yeah, a little bit. I've not told him that much. Right.
Then he jumped on me.
Yeah! What?
His legs were shaking, really shaking. Like,
your legs were shaking, but I didn't jump on you.
Basically did.
No, I did. What's he basically did?
You're like, and then you like jumped in the air, like half landed on my knee.
Don't lie. There's no need to lie.
I'm sure you're scared, Luke. I'm sure you're scared.
I was scared.
Sorry, we are all friends here.
I saw tears in his eyes at some point.
Oh, for God's sake, shut up. Kill yourself.
Tom, no.
Tom, yes, do it.
Just hear something fall. 1 minute.
Oh, for God's sake, been interrupted. It's good to know.
Ray Mears! Ray!
that you're stupid, that's Tom's family, not mine.
Oh, no. Oh crap.
If you don't, my dad's got Ray Mears.
No, Luke's dad is Ray Mears.
It's not Ray Mears. Not he is. Definitely not Ray Mears.
What's not Ray Mears?
No.
Luke's dad is Ray Mears.
Who's Ray Mears?
He's like Bear Grylls. He's a
fat Bear Grylls.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
I'm not saying he's fat. Oh, no.
You just call my dad fat.
No, I meant he's fatter than Bear Grylls. what everyone's fat? Well, oh crap! I'm in a hole. And I'm digging it deeper right now.
Yeah,
don't tell your dad this. I love your dad.
Again, talking about his dad.
Can you stop, please? I feel quite uncomfortable here. I can hear more background noise from someone's mum. I think
your grandma was uncomfortable last night.
No, shut up. He said you were stopping. He said you were going to stop. You said no.
I couldn't help it. I'm sorry.
No, you could help it. That is it. I'm gonna get you back one day, my friend.
I'm scared. What about if I buy you a pizza at school?
Nah.
Two pizzas.
Right.
Okay. Your school do pizzas as well.
Yeah.
They're always really bad and overcooked, aren't they?
Hey, no, because our pizzas taste like the pizza from Pizza Hut.
They do.
True hey, story.
A pizza and a drink.
Nah, I don't get drinks in the canteen.
Pizza and a penis.
I know I've got rid of that lemonade thing. Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Sad times.
Rapids, that's what they're called. Rapids.
Yeah, that was quite nice, actually. But it's gone now. And the milkshake, they replaced Yazoo with some disgusting... I don't know what it is.
This is a story now. This is quite a good story about drinks from the canteen. So there was this new drink. Yeah. There's this new drink, okay? And it was called Zing. Do you remember that?
Oh, yeah. Zing.
Right? Yeah. And me and Jared was like, I think we should try that. So we bought it. We drank it. And we thought, it tastes nice, but weird. Our eyes just went so heavy.
How did your voice say? It's like...
and our eyes just went heavy, yeah. And we thought we were high. And we're walking up to Tutor Time. And then we saw this guy carrying a massive loaf of bread... pie thing. They're like, do you see that, guys? Some guy with a loaf of bread. And I'm like, I didn't see anything. Yeah. So I'm walking. And then there was this board and we saw loads of drafts on it. And I was like, can you see it, guys? Like, no, we can't see any drafts.
What, you and Jav saw it?
Yeah. Honest to God.
Hello, Hope. You're enjoying listening to the Powingtons podcast.
Are we listening to Tom talk to his dad?
Ah, we are.
God, oh God, guess what just happened?
What?
I said to my dad, don't come in. I just said I'm recording, yeah? Because I thought you'd know what I meant. he said, recording what? Porn. What the
fuck? Oh, brilliant.
Who do you think I am? Oh.
We need things to...
Talk about.
Tom, one day we need to meet you, you know.
We need to meet him in person.
This is true.
Find a good gay bar.
Yeah.
I know loads of them, so should be alright.
We should do that, right? Because Birmingham is like in the middle of both of where we live.
Yeah.
We should all meet up in Birmingham.
That's a good idea, actually.
It's a good idea. Yeah.
We
should go to Comic-Con in like 4 days in Birmingham. Turn up like, yeah, hey.
Is that in 4 days?
I don't know. It's soon. It's less than a week, I think.
Let me look it up.
Luke's ex-girlfriend and my ex-girlfriend are going together.
No,
one of them's cosplaying a boy.
I bet you can guess whose girlfriend that was.
Tom. No.
I don't think you can, sorry, yeah.
No, well, no, because I don't know any of them.
Exactly.
I don't know.
Luke's girlfriend is more emo.
Okay, yeah. Yeah, hello, yeah. Yeah.
She hate life.
Hang on.
Basically, if you listen to My Chemical Romance, I'm not judging people who listen to it, right? But all I said was a lot of you know, people listen to that who wear dark material, you know,
who wear dark material,
a bit, you know, okay. The emo people.
Yeah,
that's all I said, and then she had a massive mood with me. And then said she hated me. And then everything got awkward.
And then she said she wanted to HMO1 him.
HMO what?
HMO1 him.
What?
She don't tell herself. No, I'm joking.
Don't get it. You don't get it.
Not
Pokemon.
At all.
Pokemon.
HMO1 is cut.
Oh, yeah.
Tom, disappointed.
Oh, I haven't played Pokemon in so long.
Play the Pokemon MMO.
Well, it can work. MMO. So yeah, we should go to Birmingham.
When's this should be when?
How about we should do holidays? It in the Easter holidays.
Oh, yeah, Easter holidays.
Oh, yeah, we
could. Luke, I like how you're like, no.
No, no.
No, we could. I've done that. Yeah. Sure. How are we going to get there?
By train.
Trains by cost, train?
Cost money, though. I'm poor.
No, it's not that much. Come on.
I believe then you have not been watching the train documentary about trains.
What's a documentary?
Documentary.
I say words funny, don't judge me.
I say words funny.
Don't judge me.
I'll have a look how much it actually costs.
Do it. Do it. Right.
Well, maybe, Tom, maybe she could come to Northampton.
Oh, yeah, because that's fair, isn't it?
That's why you've been older, you're more responsible and have
more money. Yeah, you have less chance of getting raped.
Yeah, that is true. That is true, statistically.
I mean, when I'm with Luke, it's like, I don't count him, because he's like weak and stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
it's true. It's true.
He's vulnerable. He's vulnerable.
Yeah, but weak and vulnerable. You don't know how true that is. You really
I just
don't.
Tap him, and he's like, ah. He like falls over.
I don't fall over, do I? Never fallen over. I stumble. I do a little trip, but I don't fall over completely, you know.
Yeah. You're doing
it costs, right? It takes about an hour and a half, and it costs £30.
I told you it was quite expensive.
I told
you it was expensive, and you literally go to hell.
So, Luke.
So what?
£30 to see Tom. Would you do it?
It's not really worth it, is it? I mean, it's only toxic.
£30 to save a child's life. Would you do it?
Okay, don't bring up the flipping English. Oh, someone's got a text.
Oh, that's me. Oh,
popular. Who is it from? I've got a guess. I'm guessing Gabby.
Oh, that was quite a good guess, actually.
Was it right, though? Simon.
Yeah.
Is it right? Oh, a baboom. Boom.
Baboom.
A baboom.
A baboom.
Right,
I mean, don't do that. That's weird.
don't do you, man. That's weird.
I never have, and I wouldn't dream of doing it.
Yeah, sure.
What you dream about?
I said doing... I would. I wouldn't, and I never have.
Sorry.
What are you saying?
I don't think I want anywhere. I've got a story for you.
Oh, man.
It's good.
Yeah, it's not as good as Luke mentally scarring his sister for life.
Yeah, is this a snowball one?
No. No, yeah. I don't really want to put that on the internet, Luke.
Anyway,
you know, I'm doing revision for my GCSE exams. I'm going to put this straight, but today I ended up paying £15 for a pack of 300 pieces of cardboard paper when I only needed about 3 of them. Because a fat old man pressured me to do it.
Oh, God.
No.
Oh, God.
No, it's because I went into the shop. I was like, right, I'm gonna make some cue cards. And I thought, he might sell, like, a pack of, like, 15 pieces of card. So this guy was like, oh, yeah, so what would you like? I was like, oh, I want some card, please. And he said, okay, I'll go see what we've got. And he was away for the best part of about 15 minutes looking for this card. And I knew that when he comes back, I would literally have to pay for anything he gave me because he took so long to find it and he went into, like, so much effort. That I would have had to pay for it. So he came out with this massive like wad of cardboard in like you know like you get printer paper and it's in like a massive like it's like a brick.
Yeah.
It's just one of them full of card and I was like, oh great. So I think she has to fork over like all that money. And I got home and I used about 3 of them.
Hang on. What can I ask? Why did you go to the shop intending to buy some cardboard with £15 on you?
I don't know. Yeah, I had about 30 quid on me. Right. It was just because I picked up my wallet and it was like there. It's actually sat on my desk right now. Can you hear that?
Yeah. That, is that how big it is?
That's how hard it is. Yeah.
Wow. Wow. You know what we also need to discuss?
What's that?
The name of this podcast.
True, actually.
That is true. We haven't come up with a name for it yet.
Do we have any ideas? Okay.
The Pow Pod.
The Pow Pod.
Since our YouTube name is the Powingtons.
Yeah, shout out the Powingtons. Laws on Twitter.
23 subscribers.
Oh, yes.
Oh, yes. That's my suggestion.
Tom, do you have a suggestion?
Tom just texted me saying what happened.
Oh, is he? Oh. Hold on.
What's he done?
I don't think, he's not even in the call. There you go. Here he comes.
Oh, what the heck?
Hello?
Hello?
What happened then?
Hello, what happened then? Where did you? We were discussing the name of the podcast, and you just left.
Is the podcast still, you know?
PowerPod? Yeah.
It's still around your name, though.
Yeah. Yeah, we need something. Not.
What about the Tom Pod? Yeah, I like that.
The Tom Pod.
Yeah, that's fine, actually. Yeah.
The Tom Pod. Nah. It's still around your names, actually.
Why are you being namist?
Well, you're being namist.
I'm making ladders on Minecraft.
You're telling us this because?
Because I think it's actually quite interesting that I've actually used about 5 stacks of wood to make ladders, and I only need about 4.
Actually, I think it's quite interesting that I just beat the first gym leader on a Pokemon MMO, actually.
Shut up, mate. You're crap at Pokemon. You're so awful. All you do is press A.
Are you that guy that holds down B because you think that it actually makes a difference in what you're doing?
No, because I've
I do that when I'm catching a Pokemon. Hold B to me, and it always works.
If you close your eyes and repeatedly press A, B, and Y, you'll get the Pokemon.
Don't forget to hold your breath.
Don't forget to hold your breath and sit on a carrot.
Wait, Luke, what was that? Are you on?
Apparently a script is missing from this MMO. Script 1467102 missing. That's bloody bleak. What? I don't understand. Hang on. Have I broke the gate? No, I haven't. Okay, it's fine. It's fine.
Tom, do you know what Fallout is, yeah? Fallout 3, New Vegas?
No, it's not. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Well, I was playing it, right? And there's this mission where I had to get, like, prostitutes, right? For this bar, yeah?
Oh, God.
Okay.
And then I had to get a robot, and I was a bit confused. And I hacked into the terminal, and it was called Fisto. Yeah. And then it was like, do you want to use my services? And I said, yeah. And then the screen went black. And we heard like weird drilling sounds.
Oh, God. Oh, no.
Oh, what? That mission scarred me.
I've never actually played Fallout.
Oh, it's so fun.
Or any of those games.
How have you not played Skyrim? Oh, my God. Have
you missed playing Skyrim?
Here comes Luke in with his high-pitched voice.
No. This is serious. Have you not played Skyrim?
Luke, you don't have to cry.
That is the best game.
It's alright.
Just because you've got like 5 million hours, you don't need to come up in here.
Yeah. I have 113 hours, and I have 100% trophy on Skyrim.
Right, PlayStation.
I've got to play it. No, because I have both consoles, see? So, I can't.
Sorry, Rich Man. Sorry, Rich Man.
You don't have to brag, Luke. Come on.
Star Wars Xbox Limited Edition for you.
Yeah, get that controller, oh.
Oh?
Better than the Chrome Gold controller.
Yeah,
oh.
Yeah,
the one when you lost Dragon Ball Z, you threw against the wall. Do you remember that?
Right, yeah, I lost in a game.
Do you remember that?
You did what?
We had a
birthday, yeah. He made us play this Dragon Ball Z game, right? Okay, and it was the worst game I've ever played. It was like a Mortal Kombat thing, right? And he lost the last round. He didn't need to get into the final. So we just threw my controller against the wall.
I forgot it was your controller.
Care.
What? So you do this with your own controller? You just throw it against the wall?
But normally, Jack was getting cocky, and then he started shaking it like, oh, I think it's broken. And I was like, shut up, making me feel bad. And it turns out it worked. And Luke was like, there's a scratch on it.
There was a scuff on it.
Is it gone now?
It's gone now. Let me get the controller. No, this is what the controller sounds like when I shake it now. Oh wait, it doesn't make a noise anymore. Apparently,
make a noise before?
Yeah, before he broke it, but now it doesn't make a noise.
That's better than I fixed it.
But it does make a noise. It's just me with my headphones on.
Why is it meant to make a noise?
It's not meant to make a noise.
So why are you complaining that... Oh, right. Okay.
Oh, dear me.
Mine doesn't make a noise. Maybe yours is weird.
That's because you threw it against the wall.
Again, Luke, it's me to cry.
There is. Okay, there's every need to cry.
guess what? Luke got a G in French.
No, that's you who got the G.
You got G in French.
No.
I got a C.
I've already told Tom this story.
Oh, that's awkward.
Oh, about how you revised and died.
I revised more than Luke, and I got a lower grade.
He got a G, and I got an F.
And then Daniel's sitting there like, oh, I got an A. I don't have to do my next assessment. I'm like, shut up.
Did you just like happy slap him?
it's like he's so competitive, isn't he, Luke?
Yeah.
On FIFA, like, I was like, maybe we can draw, maybe we'll draw Daniel. He's like, no, I'll beat you.
Charmander's evolving.
And then I beat him 10-5 and Charmeleon.
Charmeleon, oh yeah, got Charmeleon. Yeah. Look at me with my Charmeleon. Yeah. Yeah. Sorry. I thought that needed a little rap.
No, it didn't. Sadly, that's all we've had time for. Tune in next week for episode 2 of the Parentons podcast, where we talk about how we make teachers cry. See you next time.